We are here with Rachel, and Rachel is the owner of Thoughtful Sage, a non-traditional wellness service and customization program. Can you kind of just break that down for us into, you know, how that really impacts us from day to day, or if we're seeking things in that realm?
I am first off going to say that Thoughtful Sage is a rather new name. It was established in 2025 because I was formerly known as Rachel G. Palmistry, but it didn't really align with how I help people and what my kind of anything I've gleaned from reading the several books and throughout my life talking to different kind of mentors and things of that nature, and to how to take something that is classified as holistic and possibly a pseudoscience. But, you know, you get a lot of preconceived notions. And I started into the weirdness, as I call it, my life in doing this when I was 15, and I am now 54. I started into the whole, what is this palmistry thing? What is this about? So I came up with my own way of kind of helping people, and along my life journey in came a lot of rather controversial things, aligned also with very intense life experience of New York City, and which is, you know, the melting pot across cultural influence.
Sure.
And so I had all of these different discussions, all these different types of wellness that just popped up in my life, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic, all these different systems of wellness. And just in discussing things with people, I realized, oh, there's a need for something that is completely outside of the box, completely, totally, and entirely non-judgmental, completely, entirely for the individual's own personal journey. Take the beliefs out of it, take any preconceived notion out of it, just to help somebody on their personal life journey. And that is why I prefer to call what I do, as when it comes to my palmistry, as true palmistry, because they're, you know, palmistry is as old as humans. We're all walking around, however we came around, with hands of whatever that looked like, who knows? And I'm not trying to sell somebody on the idea of palmistry, but I am saying it's as old as humans. And in that, everybody's hands are different, and different societies across the globe to this day will use looking at the hands to figure out what is kind of energetically best for the person. It's more of a hand analysis approach than it is a fortune telling approach. Asiatic cultures, that's how they do it. I mean, that is what true palmistry is. I, in a very quick setting, will focus on Aristotelian, as in Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, who also mentored Alexander the Great. And Alexander the Great, you can look this up, anybody can look this up, used palmistry because of Aristotle's teachings on all of his soldiers' hands to see where they would fit best in battle. And what was that key there? He figured out if they were going to stand their ground and fight, if they were just going to freeze and drop their sword, or if they were going to just run away. And so he knew where to put who in battle. And with all that, I also am very adept at aromatherapy. I'm also a certified sound therapist. I'm a certified herbalist, and that blends in the traditional Chinese medicine influence of when I lived in New York City.